知行英语 Listen and share.
Mister. Mister. 先生We lived in NYC in Manhattan on 130-something street. In a three-story brownstone that housed many of my relatives. At this time, I was not yet 5 years old. When we lived in this neighborhood, I had not yet started school, and I started kindergarten at 5. By the time I went to school, we had moved to another neighborhood.On the corner of 130-something in Amsterdam was a combination pharmacy and soda fountain store. Mr. owned it. He was a Jewish man and could not get my immature tongue around his name, so I just called him Mr. The building my family lived in was on the same side of the street. Three buildings east of Amsterdam that ran north and south. Mr. was a trapper little old man, maybe in his late 60s. In the winter, his uniform at the pharmacy besides his white pharmacy overcoat was a flannel checkered shirt with matching vest, tie, slacks, and well-polished penny loafers in black or brown,depending on the color combination of the day. He had beautiful skin, with rosy cheeks, blue eyes, rimless round bifocal spectacles resting on the tip of his nose. He smelled like allspice. The top of his head was shiny and bald, with a pure white fringe of abounding shiny hair around the sides of his head.He also had beautiful white teeth. Today, I wonder if the teeth were false. He always had a big smile and a warm welcoming handshake for anyone who came into his store.
我们原来住在纽约市曼哈顿一幢好像是位于130号街的三层的赤褐色砂石建筑里。我的好多亲戚都住在那儿。当时我还不到5岁。我们住在那儿的时候我还没有上学，因为我是5岁才开始上幼儿园的。我上学后我们就搬到其他社区住了。130号街和阿姆斯特丹街的拐角有一家综合药房兼冷饮店，老板是先生，他是犹太人，名字很拗口，我总是叫不对，所以干脆就叫他先生了。我家的房子和他的店在街的同侧，我家距南北向的阿姆斯特丹街隔着3幢房子。先生将近70岁，外表整洁，个子不高，冬天除了药店的白大褂，他的工作服还包括一件法兰绒的格子衬衫，加上与之搭配的背心、领带、宽松长裤和擦得锃亮的平底船鞋。鞋的颜色根据当天搭配服装颜色的不同，要么是黑色，要么是棕色。他皮肤很好，面颊红润，眼睛深蓝，鼻梁上架着一副无框黑胶眼镜，他身上散发着多香果的味道。有点秃顶，只有头顶边缘长着稀疏而又有光泽的白头发。他还有一口洁白的牙齿，现在我开始怀疑那会不会是假牙。只要有人走进他的店，他就会露出灿烂的微笑，亲切地和来人握手。
讲解一下相关的语言点。 Something
当你记不清什么事情了，脑子里只有一个模糊的概念的时候，我们就可以用 something 这个词。比如说 The parcel was 10 pounds something， 这包裹有10磅左右。这个词语的意思非常多，也很有意思。比如大家来看这句话， He considers himself something but in fact he is nothing， 他以为他自己是个什么人物，其实他什么都不是。 Something of 这个词组很像我们原来接触过的 kind of， 表示有一点，有几分。比如说 He is something of odd today， 他今天有点奇怪耶。 Story 表示楼层，和 floor 的意思很接近，但要注意，当我们表示一座房子有几层高时，一般都是用 story 的，比如课文中的这句话。而当我们表示在第几层这个意思时，一般就是用 floor。 比如说 He lives on the second floor， 他住在二楼。 Neighborhood 表示街区、社区的意思。 In the neighborhood 表示的就是在什么附近。 You will find it somewhere in the neighborhood of the park， 你会在公园附近找到它。如果在这个词组后面再加上 of，也就是 in the neighborhood of， 表示的就是大约。举例来说， He paid in the neighborhood of $5,000 for the car， 这辆车他付了约$5,000，意思有些类似于我们刚才学的 something。 Depend on 这个词组可以表示依赖、依靠，但在这里这个片语的意思是取决于。比如说 Your mother's happiness depends on your performance，你妈妈高不高兴取决于你的表现了。如果留心观察，大家可以在老美的口语当中听到 It depends 这句话，意思就是看情况咯。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
We lived in NYC in Manhattan on 130-something streetIn a three-story brownstone, that housed many of my relatives. At this time, I was not yet 5 years old. When we lived in this neighborhood, I had not yet started school, and I started kindergarten at 5. By the time I went to school, we had moved to another neighborhood. On the corner of 130-something,In Amsterdam was a combination pharmacy and soda fountain store. Mr. owned it. He was a Jewish man and could not get my immature tongue around his name, so I just called him Mr. The building my family lived in was on the same side of the street. Three buildings east of Amsterdam that ran north and south.Mr. was a trapper little old man, maybe in his late 60s. In the winter, his uniform at the pharmacy besides his white pharmacy overcoat was a flannel checkered shirt with matching vest, tie, slacks, and well-polished penny loafers in black or brown depending on the color combination of the day. He had beautiful skin.With rosy cheeks, blue eyes, rimless round bifocal spectacles resting on the tip of his nose. It smelled like allspice. The top of his head was shiny and bald, with a pure white fringe of abundant shiny hair around the sides of his head. He also had beautiful white teeth. Today, I wonder if the teeth were false.He always had a big smile and a warm welcoming handshake for anyone who came into his store.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。